first of all, in John's Gospel, chapter 19. John 19. Page 1297 in this Bible. John's Gospel, chapter 19, and verse 30. In the middle of the verse, "When therefore Jesus had received the vinegar, he said, 'It is finished.' And having bowed his head, he delivered up his spirit." And in 2 Timothy chapter 4, 2 Timothy chapter 4, in this Bible it's on page 1442. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7. "I have combated the good combat. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." And finally, in the epistle to the Philippians, Paul's epistle to the Philippians, and chapter 1, and it's on page 1417, Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6, "Having confidence of this very thing, that he who has begun in you a good work will complete it unto Jesus Christ's day." I was walking about the other day and I saw a man's t-shirt, and he had on the back of his t-shirt, "Finish the fight. Finish the fight." I don't know what the t-shirt was all about, but it said, "Finish the fight." And I thought about the Apostle Paul, who says, as we've read in Timothy, that he had fought the good fight, and he had finished the race, and he had kept the faith. And so I want to speak about the finish of things, the finish of the fight of faith. And I want to speak first of all about Jesus, and then about one of the servants of the Lord, the Apostle Paul, and then about us. I would just say that when God starts a thing, he finishes it. He might not finish it right away, but he does finish it. When he made the creation, in the 7 days, it says God finished what he had made, and then he rested from his work. When God starts a thing, he finishes it. Now, when Jesus came to earth, he finished what he was given to do. He lived a wonderful life here on earth, but he was attacked by the devil. And so there was a fight on. A fight on between God and Satan, and Jesus won. Satan tried to attack Jesus when he was still a little child, because Herod wanted to kill all the boys under 2 years of age, including Jesus, to get rid of Jesus when it was announced that there was a king of the Jews that had been born. And when Jesus began his time of public service, when he was about 30 years of age, the devil tried to stop him. He tried to tempt Jesus. He couldn't tempt Jesus. He couldn't divert him from what he had to do. But he tried. Jesus was exposed to temptations just as you and I are exposed to temptations. But Jesus did not yield to Satan. He defeated Satan. He defeated him morally when he was tempted these 3 times. as he was about to begin his public service. When he was at the well of Sychar and his disciples came to him, he said that his food was to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. And he did a wonderful work in the soul of that woman who came from Sychar to draw water out of the well. He wrought a mighty work in her hearts, just as he has in your heart and in my heart and in the hearts of many people throughout the world today. Jesus has wrought a mighty work. But his food was to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Just before he was taken captive by wicked people, led on by Judas Iscariot, he prayed, and in his prayer he said, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have completed the work that thou gavest me that I should do it. The work of Jesus, the public service of Jesus, was completed to God's entire satisfaction. He says, the ruler of this world comes, and in me he is nothing. The devil had no point of contact in Jesus. He couldn't enter in. He can to me, alas, through my mind. He can to you, through your mind. But he had no point of contact in Jesus. But Jesus then went on to the cross, and we read these three wonderful words that he uttered on the cross. It is finished. His work of atonement finished. In these 3 hours of darkness, between the sixth hour and the ninth hour, the Lord Jesus did not only physically suffer on the cross, but he suffered for sins. The just one for us, the unjust ones, to bring us to God. And Jesus defeated Satan. The writer to the Hebrews says about him that he might annul him who had the power of death, so that he might set free all those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. What a tremendous work the Lord Jesus did on the cross. It's a perfect work. It will never need to be amended. It will never need to be changed. It will never need to be done again. It's a perfect work, the work of the Lord Jesus Christ in his work of redemption at the cross of Calvary. He shed his precious blood so that we could be washed from our sins. And there'll be many people in heaven round the throne singing, Worthy is the Lamb that has been slain, about the one who's redeemed us to God by his blood, out of every tribe and people and nation. There's no favoured nation today, you know. God's gospel's going out to everyone, Jews and Greeks, slaves and free people, the same wonderful message about a living Saviour who's done God's will, who's completed his work on the cross at Calvary, and he's now ascended to the right hand of God, his work complete. But he's now working out things in the lives of people. Now, Saul of Tarsus was a bad man. He'd been a bad man. He'd hauled people off to prison to get them executed because they were Christians. There are people like that in this world today who do that kind of thing too. But Saul of Tarsus was a bad man. But Jesus spoke to him softly and tenderly. He spoke to him from heaven, and he became a changed man. Instead of doing his own will, he did God's will. Instead of being insolent and overbearing, he became marked by the meekness and gentleness of the Christ. That was a change that took place in the life of the Apostle Paul. But God looked after him as well. After he came to faith in Jesus, had a life of service, serving the Saviour very well, who had died for him on the cross. He says somewhere he had laboured more abundantly than any others of the apostles. He had such a tremendous sense of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says too, when he was before Agrippa, having met with the help which is from God, I have stood firm to this day. God enabled him to stand. And you know, when we come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, God doesn't only obliterate the past from his presence, but he gives us the Holy Spirit so that we might have a power within us to enable us, whether young or old, to be here for the will and the pleasure of God. Now, Paul is writing this letter to Timothy, the last one that he wrote, near the end of his life. He probably only had a few months to live when he wrote this letter. He was going to go before the emperor. He was going to face the emperor the second time. He had already been to his first defense. He was coming again, and then he was martyred. But he looks back over his life. He says he had fought the good fight. It had been a fight. It had been a struggle. He didn't fight with human weapons like guns or knives or spears or arrows. But he fought with the help of the Spirit of God, with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, which Jesus used to defeat the devil. And the Apostle Paul, he had fought the good fight. He had completed the race. He'd been running. Running away from the devil, running to Christ in glory. He'd kept the faith. He'd finished the fight. Fight against Satan. And he's looking back over his life. And he could say that, say it truthfully, because God had helped him in his life. How are we going to finish? How am I going to finish? It's a big test, you know. When you start off in the Christian life, how are you going to end up? Some people in the Bible, they did well at the end. A man like Jacob, you know, Jacob met God when he was still a young man, relatively young man. He met God and was frightened of God. Well, he might be. The fear of the Lord's the beginning of wisdom. And he was frightened of God because he wasn't living a good life. But God helped him. He looked after him. He cared for him. He helped him through circumstances. And he could say at the end of the life, the God that shepherded me all my life long to this day. He proved God in his circumstances. And he ended up worshipping God. And he ended up blessing God. In the Old Testament, no, you've got other people that didn't end so well. There's poor Solomon. He made a very good start. He committed his life to God. He committed his kingdom to God at the start of his kingdom. But alas, when he got old, he got tempted. Lots of things came into his life. He had lots of wives, and he ended up being drawn away to idolatry. What a challenge to me. What a challenge to you. How are we going to end our lives? But the Apostle Paul says, when he writes to the Philippians, having confidence of this, that he who has begun in you a good work will complete it unto Jesus Christ's day. You know, if God begins his work in someone, that will never be eradicated. Once you're part of the family of God, you're always part of the family of God. No one can pluck out of the hands of Christ. No one can pluck out of the hands of his Father. Everything's safe in the hands of Jesus. And he can use confidence about these Philippians, that he who had begun in them a good work will complete it unto Jesus Christ's day. I know many people who seem to have gone away from God, away off the rails, as it were, so far as Christian things are concerned. If there's a work of God in them, he'll complete it unto Jesus Christ's day. And one day it'll all be in display. Wonder if that's going to happen. All be in display when Jesus comes back to reign. You know, we were reading here in this house this morning. The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of the house, and his hands will finish it. You know, God starts his work in a soul, he's going to finish it. And he'll finish it for his glory forever and ever. Just like Zerubbabel, he started off by helping to build this temple, and the temple was finished. And when God starts his work in a person, he's going to finish it for his own entire satisfaction. And Christ is going to present to himself not a weak church, not a failing church, not a divided church, not a church that's had umpteen schisms and heresies and so on. He's going to present to himself a glorious church without spot or wrinkle or any of such thing. And John the Apostle got a vision of that, you know, seeing the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. A finished work. The acme of God's work. The holy city coming down. What God starts, he finishes. And he finishes to his entire satisfaction. His work with the Jewish nation, he started it. He's made promises. He will complete it. Nothing can stop what God's doing. My concern and your concern should be, how are we going to finish? We started off in the Christian life. We put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But let us go on. Let us go on with the help, having, like Paul, meet with the help that's from God and stand firm. Fight the good fight with all thy might, one of the hymns says. You know, there is a fight. There is a fight. We have the devil against us. Every Christian's got the devil against us. But like the Apostle Paul, we can prove the help of God, the help of the Spirit of God, day by day in our lives, so we keep our eye on Jesus. We keep our eye on him, the leader and completer of faith, who in view of the joy lying before him, endured the cross, having despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the greatness on high. What a wonderful model we have in Jesus. And we can see people like Paul who finished the faith, who finished the race, who kept the faith, who fought the good fight with the help that came from God. And may we be encouraged to be like him and go on in the Christian path with our eye on Jesus, knowing what's before us. Wonderful, you know, what's before the Christian. We're going to have bodies of glory, like to the own, like the body of glory that Jesus got. We're actually going to see him face to face and have part with him when he comes to reign. Heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. There's no future for the Christian but glory. May we be encouraged to take account of Jesus, his work of the cross complete. May we be encouraged in the examples of others like the Apostle Paul. And may we seek ourselves to go on to what begins to full growth, to follow the Lord Jesus until the time when he comes for us. May the Lord bless us all these days.